I can hear you do the count off. I'm clearing the back of the room, and she communicated well. You're doing a good job looking around. Eye contact is good. Okay, again, I can hear you on your count off. Your conducting pattern's nice and clear. Got some expression in your conducting. Appreciate that. Most everybody is on task and playing that needs to be. Appreciate the positive comment. Good modeling here. When you model that, you can model the style, and you can model the tempo and the pitches. Now they're not with you, and you got them back. Good. What will happen until they get used to you, they'll probably have a hard time watching you, and just take them a while to get used to you. As far as being able to see the baton, I could see the baton pretty well. Sometimes when you wear the white shirt, it will bleed in a little bit, so that's just something to think about. Doesn't bother me, but some people would bother them that they can't see the white baton against the white shirt. Good modeling, good pace on the time here. You're keeping things moving.
It'll go there, it'll go through now. It's this one. Pull this one out.
It's in the wrong one.
Yeah, it's in the wrong. See that?
Blame your brother. Good releases, good eye contact. God, you lost your trombone section here. Try it now. Yeah, appreciate the breath and the prep. That helps keep everybody together. And you lost quite a few people, so you probably want to go back and make sure they're getting their eyes up. They know where you're at. The flutes and clarinet saxes are right with you. The brass are pretty much lost at this point. The horns are with you. I think a lot of them were on the wrong... I think some of them were on the wrong song. Now they're realizing that they were in the wrong place. What you may need to do is, next time we do this, we list the exact numbers that you're going to do up on the screen. And that would probably help that. Also, make sure you're repeating yourself. You might, besides just doing the number, you might say number 7, a mighty fortress, instead of just saying number 7. Another thing you can do is sometimes check and say, are you with me? You got it? And they'll kind of look at you and nod. And so you get some feedback on whether they know what you're doing. This group tends to have a little more confidence, and as I look around, their posture is better, and they overall seem more attentive than the last group. All right, good job.